Lecture topic, the importance of halal.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Ya ayyuhar rusul kulu min at-tayyibat wa amalu saliha. The condition for doing good deeds is halal food, halal taking. In other words, that Allah Ta'ala is speaking to the Rasuls, the Anbiya Ikram, that if you want to do good deeds, your condition is that you must, your food, your intake must be halal. In other words, your business must be halal. Then everything will be halal. Now you notice today that people, they find it most difficult think that they cannot get halal. The reason is because one is expenses, one is earnings. If a person's earnings is according to his expense, according to his earnings, then it is obvious that he won't go into haram. Today you find there's more expenses than earnings. And the expenses, if you look at it, that 75% without exaggeration is not supposed to be expenses. Man puts himself in that position where he begins to spend on those things which is not important at all. Now, what's going to happen then? That's why you have to have the right partner. Your right partner is very important. That if you have a pious wife, then she lead knows how to lead a life also. In most cases, you find people, the reason why they surpass their expenses, earnings, surpass it, because why? Because they listen to others. They don't look at their own lives. They have a life of easy, simple life, but listen to others and fall into their prey. And they're leading a life of, no matter how, but we don't know whether it's halal or haram. We just look at them and say, like, I want to also spend the same life. Now what will happen? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the remedy. He said, when you look at any person in this world, as far as world is concerned, you look at those people lower than you. Now, if you look at people lower than you, what will happen? You'll begin to appreciate, begin to accept and appreciate. And that is not in our lives. Because we are looking for people higher than us. You don't know what that person is going through. But very quickly you say, you know, I want to be like him. But Nabi Karim said, look at people lower than you, then you come to realize if you got this kind of car, you begin to appreciate that car. If you this kind of life you got, that you eat that kind of food, you'll appreciate that food. You'll begin to economize everywhere. You look after it in every way. Now that is not to be lacking today. And that is why we find that many of us are involved very heavily in haram. It has become most difficult sometimes to go in people's homes to eat also. Allah must save us. Because it's happening openly this. You don't know which person's home you have to go to eat, you can eat. Where you find maybe that person he five times namaz to. But his business is not halal. And he feels nothing about it. Different if a person then made tawbah, he tries to put it right. But instead of putting it right, they make it more in that it's not in, without that we cannot do business. We cannot live in this world. One is the person makes tawbah, it's understood. That is why you find that many of us, that we're doing so much of ibadat, but we're not enjoying our ibadat. Enjoying the ibadat. In other words, in the time when you read namaz, there must be some kind of inclination to come again to read namaz. But you don't want to come to read namaz again. we're reading Quran once and after you don't read, one need Quran. Anything that you're doing is not bringing more into that to do more and more. But no one begins to think, why is it happening to me like that? But if we begin to think, the reason is because we do not have the fear of Allah Ta'ala in our heart that we must only eat halal. Halal is very important. It's so important that Yaqub Nanuti rahmatullahi alayhi, one day a person, a rich man, he gave him one laddu to eat. You know, one just one laddu. He said, the moment I ate that food, for 40 days I was got into a committing sin only. Just to want to commit sin. Commit very big sin too, major sins. You know, committing zina and all that. Alhamdulillah, he did not do that. But the shock to commit that sin, very strongly. And you must know, he was very worried about it. Not like us, when we commit a sin, we know nothing about it. We don't think that maybe I've done something wrong. I've eaten something. For 40 days, he says that I couldn't control myself. Only I had to beg to Allah Ta'ala and cry to Allah Ta'ala. Then only he came to realize that it was haram food and one morsel. Just imagine one morsel haram food, that's the cause of it. And we eat so much haram everywhere, and we feel nothing about it. Yet he said that there was a grass cutter in his time. Once a year, he makes sure that he takes some money he collects for the whole year, and then he should give him, call him, and tell him that this money I'm giving you now, you feed themself, the ulama, the shayokhs. And they say this much, that when he should make wudu, and then he should cook with the food, you know, he should make that sweet rice. And only in everyone's share, only one morsel. One morsel. Just imagine one morsel. But he says that when we eat that one morsel for 40 days with noor in us, 40 days, noor in us. Now you can imagine why we sometimes think we're making Quran reading, we're making zikr and this, enough of it, and that too, we're not getting anything out of it. We don't want to do it too. So this reason is because of our intake is not halal. Intake is not halal. So what has the Thanvi Rahman says very nicely, that you must remember that you're not the owner of your wealth. You are not the owner of the wealth. The owner of the wealth is Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala is the owner of the wealth, then He gives you commands of how to use your wealth. You cannot do what how you want to use the wealth. That's why you'll be questioned in the day of Qiyamah, how you achieved your wealth and how you spent your wealth. Man must not feel this much that he is the owner of anything. This is what today we are, that I am the owner of it. Take that out of your heart, that you are not the owner, Allah is the owner. And he's got a list how you must spend that money. You cannot spend how you want to. Even if you look at it very carefully, that if you've got a very big business and you give your man to look after your business, does not give him the freedom to do whatever he wants to. He has to abide to what your rules are. So the money that's been given to us, the wealth is given from Allah Ta'ala, he's got a rule that you have to abide to the rules. You cannot do whatever you want to do it. Today we are like that. It's my wealth. I can do whatever I want to. No, it's no such thing as that. You'll be answerable by Allah Ta'ala for everything that you do. For example, look at it. That if you look at our weddings today, everyone puts a blind eye to it. They all go to the weddings, enjoy the thing. But did you ever realize that amount of fuzul kharch, extravagance, lavishness, so much there? Did you realize that Allah won't question you on that? It does not mean that when you are free to do whatever you want to do, Allah will question you that, why did you do that? You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to spend how I want you to spend it. But many a times, you know, you find when you begin to tell people about it, that it is a nikah, it's just a simple nikah. Do it how it's supposed to be simple. Mullah Qasim Nanuti rahmatullahi. When his daughter got married, he went quietly and told the person, come here. He took him to the house, told his daughter, you're getting married to, and nikah was performed. Who can do that today? There'll be war today to do that. But I'm not saying you must do that, but do everything simple. Why don't you do simple money wanted? Do you know something? Everyone talk of money, money, money. Everyone come to the money, the money of business is so quiet, but that is running for Umrah. He said, me, I got no money, but run for Umrah. Where you got the money to go for Umrah? And then he make the people wait, say, no, I'm owing this person money, that person money. No, he can fly kite. I must go for Umrah. So where is the sense? Where the principle? The principle, you don't know you're going to meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not perform the janaza namaz of a person because he had debt for him. And here we're going like this, we just not bothered of that person, whether whatever happens to him, I must just fulfill my thing. My desire is to fulfill. What is not even farz to, it's a nafil act. Allah won't question your dear friend, why you didn't go for Umrah. Allah will question you, why didn't pay that man? Which is more important. So we don't understand what's important, what's not important. Many a times, you know, my husband, he should say, then why don't you look after the widows? Why don't you look at the others who need it more than this, what you do? But each and every one of us are of that kind that let us we fulfill our desires. I know of a person, just he goes for this Umrah, and when he comes back, he's completely bankrupt. He has to restart again. So what's the reason for him to do that too? Why do you put yourself in that kind of pain? And thereafter, you do all the wrong things too, because you can't do it. You can't get it. So this is our problem today, that we do not know how to balance our lives. Balance is very important. And remember one thing, always have someone to guide you. Very important is guidance. Without guide, no one can then go further. When Hazrat Maulana Rashid Gongoi Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah, what a great ulama they were, Ali were the highest caliber. But they had guides all the time. They did not do anything without the guide. Why don't we also, we should have a guide who will guide you to tell you what is right and wrong? Now today you'll find this much, that one of the causes of being, that our things are haram is because we want to live beyond our means. You know, you cannot buy a house, you can live in a house where you can pay rent, but no, because my wife wants that house, then I'm going to beg and borrow and buy the house. And when after you get the house, now you look for money, where to how to fill the money. But the reason is because you do not know who, what to do, how you must carry on your lives. So we cause ourselves problems merely because, again saying, because no one has a guide. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran too, very important this much. Remember, do not fall into interest. The most important thing is interest. There's a war with Allah Ta'ala. One of the reasons why throughout the world the Muslims are suffering is because the non-Muslim knew very well that the only way we can cripple these people is put them into riba. And that's the only way they become victim of those things. That's why you find the whole world, they got so much of money, but they're still in riba. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is that we have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we forget Allah ta'ala forget us too. But the Thani Rama says a very big sickness we are having, that is, we want to be living the life of extravagance. The life of extravagance. Everyone wants to live a life of extravagance. There's no lavishness and all. And that is very hurtful and injurious and harmful. Very hurtful. The life of extravagance is very harmful. What is the meaning of extravagance? Why would be so extravagant? What's the meaning? Why should you go? And you must know that is why you find that there's no barakat in our lives. Because barakat is the most important thing. Money is nothing, barakat is more important. Many a time you find a person saying, Maulana, I'm very busy in my business. Maulana, I'm doing so well. But you ask him, how well are you doing? He cannot tell you how well he's doing. I only say a person is doing well in his business is that after the end of the month, end of the year, he's not owing anyone something. The moment you're owing someone, you don't call that a business. Because in our early days, I've noticed our people were very to keep to one word. They should keep to promises, they keep to one word. Alhamdulillah, there's so much, that there's so much of barakat in that. Today is not so. Because our lifestyle, you see, the lifestyle, simplicity is very important. If you're not simple, you must know something. So do not look at people who are higher than you. Don't ever look at people higher than you. Because you never win at all. Look at people lower than you. If you look at people lower than you, the biggest thing, if looking at people lower than you, you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And when you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah Ta'ala says, in shakartum la azidannakum. I'll give you more and more. But the most important thing that. So what Hazrat says very clearly, that he says that little bit of extravagance, you must have stinginess also with it. Not so much stinginess, but little bit stinginess. The reason for saying stinginess is because why it was miser, little bit. Your wife will tell you you're a miser, but you know how much you spend on her. You must know, you mustn't become a fool, you must not become completely hold back, like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. You don't hold back, no, you keep everything all together too. Allah is giving you as a remedy that don't hold back everything and don't give everything too. It will be within reason, everything you must do. But no one is doing that. Everyone doing according to what he wants to do. But that's not going to be the look. The Quran says clearly, become like that. Now, if you're stingy all the time, then that's not good too. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created kufr, he created stinginess. When he created iman, he created generosity. To be kind, generous, very generous. So one, just because that Hazrati gave us an incident, a person was he came and told his sheikh. The sheikh was busy on the barbers. So it so happened that this murid came and he told Hazrat, I brought money for you. Big money too. The buzuk saw it, say, the buzuk don't want your money. You don't keep taluk, contact with the buzuk people of money. They don't want money. If they want money, there's something else. They don't want dunya. You know, they don't want dunya. Great buzugan din of the time. Big nawabs would come and tell, we give you a whole kingdom for you, one whole place. He said, I don't want that. When they should see that amount of people coming, eating in the house, they think, Ya Allah, where are they getting the money from? Then they should tell them, this, my Hazrat, we give you this so much of land for you, the property, you get all the money coming to you. He said, Jazakallah, we want him, we don't want that money. Because they know Allah Ta'ala will give. So likewise, so they do. So the buzuk said, you know what, I don't want your money, please keep it by you. Now he said, begging Hazrat. When he said, begging Hazrat, now Allah Wallahs, they have different things Allah put in the hearts. Because they don't have nafsaniyat in them. They don't have any desires of any kind. So he told him, all right, give it to the Baba. Now he couldn't do that. He said, give it to the Baba. He couldn't do that. Now he said, oh, so much money. Give the Baba. Now if you had true muhabbat for the Sheikh, you'd give it away. True muhabbat is you give it away because he said it. Then he saw he made out his Sheikh too. Today you must not do that. Eh? The Sheikh will take it with you of yours. There's no sheikhs today. What sharks today? One must not do that today. Today is not a secret. It's not that was that those days. Hazrati told us to that. Don't ever tell that today. So he says, he didn't give him now. Now what happened? He says, now Hazrat told him, give it to him. Now he's not taking it. Now he's begging him. Hazrat, he's not taking it. What must I do? He said, what must I do? If he's not taking it, what am I going to do? And he told her, Baba then, you must not take it too. You must not take it too now. Khalas. What he has to do now? Can't do what he has to do. So Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, what must I do? You doing wrong, I must tell what you must do. What do we mean by that? He said, Hazrat, okay. Hazrat, go throw it in the sea. When Hazrat said, throw it in the sea, then Hazrat Mawlana Masira Sabra said, when one Mufti Sahib will be here, now I don't know what he'll say. When Mufti Sahib will be here, he don't know what fatwa he'll give. Lekin wo jante nahi unki kya bimari hai wo. Wo bimari ko nikalna badi cheez hai. The sickness he got in you, like in the wife tell you, I want this and no, but my friend tell you, buy it. So you're a miser there. So likewise, Hazrat said, that Mufti don't know what this person is going through. He must take that khabis out of him. So he must throw it in the sea. So when he's going to throw the sea, he told, no, just hold on. Don't throw the whole bag. One. If the 1,000,000 rand, take out 1,000,000 rand. throw. It must come out of you, ya khabis. Dad, why, what's the reason for them to do this? Why does the sheikh tell all those things? Compromising is not a good thing. But within reason, sometimes you have to, just to bring about balance in your life. You spend everything accordingly. It's not that because now it's, you know, you might have to bend, you have to know what to do the right way. If you don't do it the right way, you will not put it right. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said, that little bit of stinginess too. And then you also must think, before you do anything, ponder a little bit. Anything you buy, say one friend of yours going, hey, I've got a nice house for you, man, just buy the thing. Just don't jump under the barrel. Think for a moment, what can happen? What's going to be the outcome? Where are we going to? How's it going to happen? Think a little bit. Ponder a little bit. In everything, ponder. Even buying a business too. Anyone can tell you that a roaring business, you buy it too. Hey, hold on, but let me think properly. Whether I can do the thing too. And many a time you come to him, that person comes to you and say, likewise, a person came to me 2 or 3 days ago, I want to go for Umrah. I looked at his face. He said, what must I tell him for? It's not fun for me to tell. He said, not, I'm thinking to myself, what answer must I give him? It's not something I must tell him, must go. It's not fun for him to go. Maybe. And after some time, he tell me, no, I'm not going. So what I'm saying, you, things have to be very careful what you do, how you spend. Spending is very important, how you spend it. So Hazrat Thani Rahman says this, but that many a time there are 2 types of sins you get. One is a person, he spends his money but haram way. Another person does not spend haram way, but he sins, but he spends and sins in the wrong way. Spending the wrong way. Where he's not supposed to spend, he's spending. For example, you come to realize where Islam tells Allah says, don't spend there, you're not supposed to spend there. Your money can be halal, does not mean you must spend the wrong places. Every way where you spend what Allah Ta'ala wants you to spend, that was it. If a person asks you something for wrong, you have to not to spend then, no matter how big, how great friend he may be with you. But you're not supposed to give it. Remember, we are being tested by Allah Ta'ala in every way, whether you love me more than everyone else or not. In this kind of occasion, I see a lot of people, you know, very rich people, when the non-Muslim come for them to help and ask them for certain things we're not supposed to do, they participate in those things. And that's not right. It's a very big sin. It's a very big sin. So we sometimes, your food, your money is halal, but you spend in the wrong places. And that's how you lost your houses too. You have your properties too. You have everything. Maybe because you become victim of this thing. Allah must save us from that. Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhi, what a great ulama alim of that time, a buzu of that time. He at that time said, that you got money, look after money. Look after money. Today, our iman lies on our money. My dear friends, remember this. I'm not saying it. If I'm not mistaken, Hazrat Wala said this. Our iman lies on our money. If you got money, you got iman. You got no money, iman then goes away. Hazrat Thani Rahman says that, you know, a stingy person, his iman won't go because he has money all the time. But a person who's all the time extravagant and looking for money, he will use money in the wrong way too. And we run short of money. If you're looking for money, he'll be always pareshan. In that pareshan, what happens to him? He will use the wrong way when you do. Somehow I need that thing. Somehow he will start stealing to sell, all kind of things. So who is a better person? The most important thing is value money. Least use it in a correct way. Never mind what people say, you have answered Allah Ta'ala. Use inshallah you have money and always keep money all the time. Keep money all the time. As the Thani Rahman mentioned, that always you must keep on box, lock it up, just put money in there, don't use it, end of the year, give zakat or that. When you become old, then no one look after you, that money will look after you. Now just imagine this kind of advice who will give us. So the most important thing, use your money in the correct way. Don't use it in the incorrect way. Unnecessarily you find, I'm sorry, but this eat out has gone very bad. It's gone so bad, you know, that every weekend the kitchens are closed. You can have nice hot food at home, but the kitchens are closed. And you find that poor fellow is taking out his card, you know, unhappily. You know, he's got a crowd with him, he just put a card in front. Sometimes, I hope it doesn't work. Every week, one bichara broke Johnny. What am I telling you? He's working. He had to work night shift to meet that money. Daytime he's working. Nighttime he has to go work. Just to meet that amount of money. Now tell me, what life is that? That's why I'm trying to say, you look after money is a very great ne'mat. Let's appreciate it and eat halal food. Halal will bring you more nur in our lives, become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a very important thing for our islah. Our islah can only take place if we do everything the correct way. Man wants to do everything, but if he does not do the correct way, he loses everything. So make dua to Allah ta'ala, whatever I've said, Allah ta'ala. Amal karne ki tawfeeq naseeb farmaye, alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ashabi wa barik. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizy ad-dunya wa adhab al-akhirah. Allahumma aghnina bi halalika an haramik wa aghnina bi fadlika amman siwak. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا برحمتك يا رب.